a thought. You know that, you realize that most American music is based on the blues. You know, rock and roll is based on the blues. A lot of the Beatles' influences were came from black music and the blues. And it's because there's something about struggle that people like. It's so universal. And rock and roll is about obstacles. It's about overcoming obstacles. And any movies and plays and books, novels, it's all about struggle because that's all we have here. We're so familiar with it. And who's happy about it? So the blues is like, just you're grinding through it. And it's slow, and you repeat refrains. You just keep going through the same problem over and over again, because a lot of the times you're looking for the solution of the problem, but the problem itself is the solution. And as I say in Flawed by Design, sometimes you're just never gonna get over something. So if you're continually looking for your problem to be solved, just look that the problem is the solution, is that you're supposed to have problems, one problem after another. I'm at the Y, okay, and there's this older guy, and he's going around the track, and he talks to himself, and then he'll run really in a funny way. He's got his arms down by his side, and he looks really funny, like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. No, actually, if only. Now, Scarecrow is fluid. This guy's like a soldier or something. And he'll take a few laps, and then he'll get out a Rubik's Cube. And he's working this Rubik's Cube while he's walking, and he's mumbling to himself, like, and because he's got a problem. And what if people were crossword puzzles? Because they like problems. So if all your problems were solved, you'd collapse. Because you couldn't handle being at peace and having perfection in this life. And so, and for some reason, I never understood why, but I always liked going uphill, whether I was bicycling or running. And when I lived in Colorado, it's easier to go uphill than downhill. You have a problem, and I just always liked that little grit, like, of 1 foot after another going up a hill, going up a mountain, whether on a bike or on foot or during a marathon. And although we gripe and complain, now I admit too many problems can be overkill, and I've gone after God on this. I said, all right, enough problems already. But when you get right down to it, the blues, rock and roll is gritty. It's about rebellion. It's about lost love. It's about angst. It's about sadness. And its roots are in the blues. You really can't blow the blues. Again, this ties into what I was talking to you yesterday. If you're looking for the perfect experience, there's so many ways that can be blown. But if your favorite music is the blues, or if it's rock and roll, then the drummer can screw up. The guitar guy can miss a riff. The bass player can go boom instead of boom. And it's great. It's perfect. And if you're a good musician, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to go with that first take. You can over-polish stuff, people. I've learned this with writing. There does come a time when you just have to stop. And I know a lot of you people out there are driven crazy because you're perfectionists. And you feel like you have to do everything right. You can't go to bed until this is straightened up. You can't go to bed until this is done. And loose ends drive people crazy. I'll admit, sometimes they drive me crazy. But I want you to do this. I think this is going to really help you. It is to realize that the problem is the solution. And that you can rest in the problem. You can rest in the fact that all your little jars aren't lined up on the shelf before you go to bed. In fact, just put one out of shape, you know, before you go to bed. Just make something imperfect. I will do that sometimes with a sentence. I'm writing what appears to be a beautiful sentence, and then I'll break it. I'll put something weird right at the end to almost like ruin the rhythm, just because I can, just because perfection is so dang irritating. Don't you hate people who are perfect? Not that anybody can attain it, but it's perfection is irritating, and beautiful music is irritating. To me, forgive me, folks, but classical music is irritating. To me, I just want to hang myself when I hear classical music. In fact, I call it music to hang yourself by. But when you get the blues, or when you get rock and roll, and everybody can get into it, because it's nice to know that other people beside yourself, other people are sad. I mean, I don't want people to be sad, but sadness is part of this world. It's an integral part. It's the design. If you look at the life of Jesus Christ, there's the blues. Now, of course, Jesus laughed. He had to have laughed. But those were rare moments. As somebody said, you know, life is a series of hard events punctuated with moments of sheer terror. That's why I like Woody Allen movies so much, because Woody Allen is just, everything's always going wrong, and he's whining all the time. So I don't understand why you ask me if I love you. Of course I love you. I mean, I can't think of any stronger word. What do you want? I would say I love you. Love is not strong enough. I love you. I love you. And he's just so funny. He's always just not quite making it. I'll tell you that the Crack of Dawn report that's coming out tomorrow, see, today's Friday, right? Yeah, coming out tomorrow, it's different. It's different than anything I've ever done, so I kind of broke the mold, and it was fun because it's not perfect. It's imperfect. And again, with art or any other form of expression, even just living your life, you have to know when to quit. You have to know when to say it's good enough. Having said that, I do sweat the details, but I don't oversweat them. All right, that leaves 4 minutes with that prelude that I did not expect to talk on. That leaves 4 minutes to talk about Hebrews. Now, I left off in verse 4 of chapter 10. Verse 4 of chapter 10, "For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to be eliminating sins." Verse 5. "Wherefore, entering into the world, he is saying, sacrifice and approach present, thou dost not will, yet a body dost thou adapt for me." Why the Concordant Version adopted King James English with his dost, I have no idea. "Yet a body dost thou adapt for me, in a sin approaches, and those concerning sin thou dost not delight. Then said I, lo, I am arriving, in the summary of the scroll it is written concerning me, to do thy will, O God." That's Jesus Christ speaking. And I said that people have a hard time in the Old Testament. They object that God slays so many animals and there's so much blood and the sacrificial system. And again, God does not delight in that. We just read that. He doesn't delight in it. God did not like the blood, but it was a temporary expedient to show that only blood can answer sins. Let's finish up with an A.E. Knott comment from the Concordant Commentary, Hebrews chapter 10. I started this yesterday. I'll finish it here at the end of the week. "The unbeliever's objection that the God of Israel was a terrible God who delighted in the blood of slain beasts is here directly denied. The whole sacrificial system, not only as an atonement for sin, but also as a means of worship by whole burnt offerings, gave him no pleasure in itself, but only as it was typical of the true. It was a type and shadow of what was to come, that is Christ. The physical perfection of an animal was nothing to him except as a reminder of the moral and spiritual perfection of the one who came to do his will, Jesus Christ. The animal had to be without spot or blemish. The blood of beasts could cover sins, but had no power to put them away. Yet it foretold the true sacrifice and the sufferings which suffice to offset all sins, covered or uncovered, and eventually to justify all who have committed them, as well as to vindicate God for the presence of sin in the world. God will be vindicated. It's hard to do it now, but when you see the result, remember I talked about justification, you're right, and when you see the result of what these sins have had on you to keep you humble, to keep you imperfect. This fits in with the blues, with the struggle that we all have. This fits in with God making things hard for us, with God making things hard for Christ. And again, always, always the contrast of perfection when it does come. In the meantime, we sing the blues. Some people have made a very good living from it. Many people have made a good living singing the angst of humanity, i.e. rock and roll. That's why we like it so much. It's going to give way to heavenly music, and then we'll be able to stand perfection. But now, in these bodies, we wouldn't even be able to stand it. So revel in the blues. Revel in rock. Revel even in your problems. And know this, that you never have to solve them perfectly. You never have to solve them completely. You're never going to have all the answers in this life. You might as well go to bed because there are going to be ragged edges. I know you want to have everything settled in your mind, everything figured out at the end of the day. Sometimes you just need to go the hell to bed and forget about it. In the morning, you may have a fresh outlook. That answer might come, but go to bed with the problems unraveled. That is the road to peace in this life.